Welcome in to the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR on this Friday night, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. A quick reminder, we want you to connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and twice is always nice, so you can go back and listen to our show on our podcast page. In case you missed an interview, go to yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Well, indeed, we have a very special program in store for you over the next 2 hours, and what better way to kick off our Father's Day show than heading out to San Antonio, Texas, into the red zone and visiting with a very dear friend of our show. We wanted to honor a Texas legend and entrepreneur, the former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, my favorite redhead. How are you, Red?
I'm just fine, Ms. Lisa, and I appreciate hearing from you again.
Well, it is always a pleasure. I want to start off our program by just wishing you a happy Father's Day. There's always so much to celebrate and reflect on this special weekend. And I know we've had you on the show many times throughout the years. Why don't you take time to share some early memories of your father and his influence on you? He was the eldest of 9 children. Our parents were like prolific, weren't they?
Well, they came from big families because back in their time, you got to remember, I'm kind of ancient myself. But back in their time, big families were kind of the way to go because the bigger the family, the more land you could get to farm. And both of my grandparents were sharecroppers, so that was not unusual. But it just so happened that I'm the eldest of the 4 children in my family. Mm-hmm. My dad was the eldest in his family of 9 children, and my mother was the eldest of 8 children. So we all come from being the first in the family, and it just seemed to fall that way.
Would you mind sharing a little bit about your father? Because what he worked 6 days a week from daylight to dusk, earning $25 a week. But one thing about your life story is that your parents were very philanthropic. They always gave back to the community during some very difficult times. I mean, you were born in 27, but it was during the Dust Bowl and during the Depression and those difficult times. I mean, your parents always provided that helping hand to people that were in need.
Well, there's no question. My mother and father both were very active in their First Baptist Church activities and sharing your resources with others who had less. And although we didn't have any abundance, we never really wanted things, of course, but we didn't need. We had what we needed. And many times my parents would take in other families' children. We have them live with us sometimes for as long as months because they'd have some hard luck. Something would happen and one would be ill, the other one couldn't take care of them, etc. So I was raised in an atmosphere of sharing. And I'm often asked what was the most fortunate thing for me in my life. And mm-hmm. I said, well, that's very easy. I was born to caring, sharing parents, and that's not everyone is, and I was very fortunate.
Well, and it's certainly what makes you so different and special is that you have, throughout the years, you've blessed and helped so many others. I mean, you're a giver. You're not just a taker. I mean, what you gave a tremendous amount to the University of Texas. What a $50 million gift to the School of Business.
Well, that was just kind of for openers.
Yeah.
But look, we got to stay ahead of those Okies, Alyssa.
Come on, easy. Us Sooners. Okay, well, listen, we are going to be a little bit short on time because we are jam-packed, but I want you to talk to us about your San Antonio Spurs. What are your thoughts on how the series has played out so far? And what in the world, Red McCombs, what is going on at that AT&T Center? I mean, they're playing Portland. They got a snake in the locker room. And then the AC goes out in game 1 against the Miami Heat. I mean, talk to me here.
Oh, just wait till they come back for the next game.
Oh my gosh! I'm not Pentecostal.
Well, hey, those things happen, and you can't let them get in your way. You got to play the game, just like the other guys got the same situations. And those weren't our tame snakes. Those snakes were after anybody they could get, and so was the Heat. But I don't think that bothered either team particularly. These guys at that level, as you know from being a very top athlete yourself, you are so juiced up to play the game that you hardly even realize it until it's over, and then you wonder why you're so dehydrated. But at any rate, we don't expect that again, because we think that we've got the heat on the run, and we're going to keep the heat on them. It's hard enough for us to get past the Thunder at Oak City to get to the Heat, and so now we're excited about playing the Heat, because we should have beat them 2 years ago. Should have, but we didn't. And we thought we had a better team, and we think we got a better team now. What's really happening is that our bench is scoring. We don't lose a lot of power, either offense or defense, when we bring guys in off the bench. And it's hard for other teams to keep up with us because, you know, even though you can play the whole game, you lose a lot of your edge as you tire getting into that fourth quarter.
Of course, San Antonio's bench. I mean, it was number one in the NBA all season long. And, you know, Red, it's been a while since we've had you on the show, and I wanted to ask you, we've not talked about the fact, you know, Greg Popovich being named the NBA Coach of the Year. He's in his 18th season. He's led your Spurs to the NBA championship four times. What has been the key to his sustained success?
Because he continues to try to improve. A lot of people, when they get into a top job, whether it's a top job in their company or whatever as such, they work so hard to get there, they forget that it's harder to stay there than it was to get there. Pop works day and night, breaking down film, trying to find where he might find a weakness in the other team, trying to find where he might actually get a little bit more out of one of his players. And he is a firm believer of using 9 and 10 men rotations. I mean, most people in basketball use 7 and maybe 8 people in rotation. Pop has always liked to use 9 and 10.
You know, take us back to those early days when Popovich arrived. He was an intern for head coach Larry Brown. What do you remember the first time you met him?
Well, I wondered what he was doing here because he came from a Division III non-scholarship school and he'd gotten a year sabbatical to study under Larry Brown, but I found out very quickly in watching practices and such that he was a very skilled coach, and he came to develop those skills even greater level under Larry Brown, who is known as and is actually one of the best teaching coaches in the league. So he came here for that purpose. But he has grown in the job, Alyssa, because he continues to improve. He is never satisfied with the status quo.
Red McCombs has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and we are flat out of time. I know it was going to be a bit of an abbreviated segment. Red, we definitely wanted to have you on, of course, and we're going to cue up some music, play some Charlie Walker, San Antonio Rose to honor you, and we just want to say thanks so much. We always enjoy our conversations, and I promise I'll be in San Antonio real soon, and we'll go have lunch, okay?
And I will certainly look forward to it.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.